from KQED.
Last week, we told you about the state agency that regulates toxic industrial sites wavering on enforcing a cleanup of nuclear and chemical contamination at a former laboratory near Los Angeles. Well, it's not the only place where the Department of Toxic Substances Control is accused of failing to do its job. Chris Richard has more.
At this recycling plant just south of Los Angeles, a crane lifts old cars into the jaws of an enormous shredder. Most of the metals can be recycled, but the toxic materials have to be disposed of. More than 30 years ago, state regulators quietly approved an industry solution. Coat the toxic goop with a sealer, essentially making concrete M&Ms, and use them to cover garbage at landfills. Under state law, the public is supposed to get the chance to participate in the decision-making process as regulations are being written. But that didn't happen. State officials set the shredder waste policy in private conversations with the auto recyclers.
It happens constantly.
That's Lisa Tucker with the advocacy group Consumer Watchdog. She's monitored state government for years and has written severe critiques of the State Department of Toxic Substances Control, otherwise known as the DTSC.
Because these regulators are, frankly, in bed with some of these business interests and their lawyers and lobbyists, these deals get cut under the table.
I do believe that DTSC is in need of a shakeup.
It's one thing when activists call for reform, but that was State Senate President Pro Tem Kevin De Leon, one of California's most powerful legislators.
There's three things that we should expect. One, stronger public accountability, greater public transparency, and greater focus on communities that often bear the brunt of toxic pollution.
De Leon's district surrounds the Exide Technologies battery recycling plant in East Los Angeles.
Justice!
Now! Exide! Hear us! We don't want you near us!
2 years ago, as public protests against Exide mounted, the federal government intervened. Exide struck a deal with the U.S. Justice Department to shut down the plant and avoid felony prosecution for illegally storing and transporting acids and lead waste. Records show the Department of Toxic Substances Control let Exide operate on a temporary permit for more than 30 years. The department knew about violations there for decades and failed to stop them. Today, the department is working on a plan to clean up some 10,000 lead-contaminated homes near the Exide plant. Yet all but the most severely polluted will have to wait until after the department finishes an environmental review this summer. Exide neighbor Terry Cano is frightened. She says soil tests at her home already show high lead levels.
I had a flashback of me playing with the kid and telling them, get some fresh air, get some exercise. And I made them go outside and play in dirt. And now they're sick.
Department Director Barbara Lee has promised to protect the public. During her 2015 confirmation hearing, she acknowledged that to people living near cleanup sites throughout the state, it might look like her department coddles polluters.
They don't know what the standards are, and they don't see how the decisions are made. So I'm also working on getting those clear standards in place in a durable, very public way.
Lee's staff turned down my requests for an interview. Still, some reforms are underway. The department is starting to tighten up billing practices to make sure all polluters pay for their messes. And there's a new branch specifically assigned to investigate and correct environmental problems in the poor minority communities that get the worst pollution. To encourage more progress, state lawmakers established a citizens oversight panel to review the department's performance.
Fundamentally, you know, the panel just writes reports. We don't have teeth.
That's panel chairman Gideon Krakow testifying before state legislators in February. He wants to see the advisory panel replaced by a governing board with real authority. And he emphasized the department needs the resources to make sure companies have the right permits.
The department, the governor, you folks are on this. The panel's on it. The department's certainly on top of it. But the bottom line is that there is still serious concerns about the permitting backlog.
It's not just outside reformers getting stymied. Staff recommendations for better enforcement sometimes don't get acted on. For instance, think back to that auto shredder waste being spread on landfills. 14 years ago, a department scientist warned it posed a pollution threat. The department shelved his report. 2 years ago, state lawmakers ordered safer disposal rules. The department's Rick Brausch is in charge of the planning.
We're working to get the most definitive scientific and technical information that we can that can lay this issue to rest once and for all so that we're not perpetually coming back asking the same questions repeatedly without any resolution.
The department is behind on the lab tests it needs to write new regulations. Brausch waited for months while landfill companies refused to let him on their grounds to conduct needed tests. He threatened to get a warrant, but he never did, and negotiations dragged on. A couple months ago, the companies agreed to let the test go forward, but it wasn't possible to get good air samples during the winter rains. Department officials insist they can still have the new auto waste regulations in place by next year. For the California Report, I'm Chris Richard.